if the Seattle management isn't giving you their time of day, what makes you think that Jerry Jones is going to listen to you?
Sometimes they're blowing teams out by 10. Come on now. When they're on, they're on.
Again, I'm going to need you to write LeBron a letter, send it to him, and say, "Bron, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to hop off your bandwagon. Don't do that."
Welcome to Stir the Pot Sports, presented by Clovercrest Media Group and CMG Podcast, released streaming live on StreamYard. I'm your host, JJ Vargas, alongside my brother, Sander Sanchez, and Riley Barrett. How you guys doing?
Chilling, chilling, baby.
We doing good, baby. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm excited. Wednesday is a hump day, and we're getting one of the biggest superstars back in the NBA, so I'm going to start there. KD is officially back after missing 23 games, and it happens to be good timing because their other star, James Harden, just so happened to go on a 10-day IL, and we're going to learn more about that when he gets reevaluated. I believe he has the right hamstring. So I'm going to give it up to you, Sander. These are your Nets. Do you think that KD with Irvin can keep Brooklyn in the top position? I know you're a Heat fan, but I know you love you some Brooklyn too.
Absolutely, of course. No doubt. No doubt in my mind that with KD coming back and Kyrie on the floor, they can keep the Nets atop the East. The schedule, the remaining schedule, if you look at it, it's one of the weakest remaining schedules. Out of all the top five teams in both conferences, they have one of the weakest schedules. So for sure, talking about easing KD in, not putting too much stress on them, with this remaining schedule, absolutely, you have enough time to ease KD in, not make him the primary guy, but, you know, still make him involved in the game enough to where he's getting his legs back in, he's getting back in basketball shape. Because, guys, he did miss more than a month. And, you know, in the NBA, it's not one of those sports where you can miss a lot of time and come back and there's going to be a little bit of rust. But I'm not worried about KD. I know KD on his worst day is going to give me 27, 28. And on his best day could go off of 40, 50. So I'm not really worried about it. I'm a little worried about this hamstring with James Harden, because in the NBA, hamstrings, they linger. They're not, you know, you don't ever fully recover in one season. You have a hammy. Usually if you pull your hamstring, it's a lingering injury for the remainder of the season. Yeah. So I will be looking out for that for James Harden because, you know, hammies go, man. But I'm not worried about JJ. These Nets, they've been cooking without KD for more than a month. They won tonight against the Knicks. They won without Harden. Harden played like a few minutes, but Kyrie showed up and he balled out. They won a 2-point game, but still, those are the type of games where it builds character for these guys. Because look, they love Harden, they down KD, now they only got Kyrie, and they still managed to beat a tough New York Knicks team. So I'm not worried about it. The remaining schedule is weak enough to where they can coach. I believe that once Harden comes back, this team is going to run through the East. So I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, I just found it funny, Pride, before you go, that it's a legit tough Knicks team. And I thought I'd never say that for the next few years. But they're a good team right now. They're in the playoff hunt, Pride.
Yeah, so my thing is with James Harden with his injury, I'm not too concerned. They said it's something like a muscle strain, so I'm not worried about it. Like that's why they put him on the 10-day. Like there's no worry whatsoever. And I feel like the reason they were comfortable putting him on a 10-day and saying, yeah, he's going to be out for over a week, was just the fact that they got KD coming back. And since they have KD coming back, obviously he's going to be rusty and he needs to get his touches. So you might as well just take a primary ball handler who's already injured, just give him some time to rest. So that way you get KD to come back and give him his touches. So in terms of what we're going to see, it's going to be rough for KD. For the next few games, KD is going to look almost unnoticeable. And there's going to be talks about, okay, is this KD? Is this the beginning of the end for him? It's not that. He's just going to be rusty. He just needs to come off, shake the rust off. He's going to struggle a little bit, but that's just him getting his legs under him getting the flow back into things. So I'm not really worried about him in terms of today, tonight. Because if I'm not mistaken, they play the Pelicans. I think they're like a bottom five team in terms of defending the three-point line. So what they're probably going to do is to make sure KD's not running up and down the court too much. You're going to see a lot of threes from him. You're going to see he's not really going to be – there's going to be sets where he brings the ball up. It's probably going to be Kyrie bringing the ball up most of the time. You're going to see KD probably even running a little more pick and roll, because that way it's going to be a little bit less wear and tear, where you're just going to kind of see him grabbing his shorts and bend over, and then someone's going to sneak in with a pick, and then he's going to move. So I'm not really concerned at all for them. My whole thing is, it sucks because everyone keeps saying they need continuity amongst each other, and like they needed chemistry. So it is kind of unfortunate that KD's coming back when James is, you know, hitting the bench, which with this injury, which I get it, but that's kind of that's gonna be the one knock people are gonna have. We'll see what they do, because at the same time, let's say KD doesn't give you what he does. Let's say he has a horrible game. Let's say he only gives you 10, right? Still got LaMarcus Aldridge, who, I mean, people are going to cut him some slack. Yeah, he's a role player. But any legitimate team with LaMarcus Aldridge as a role player, you're looking good. Now, yeah, people are going to say he's not that defensive dude. Well, yeah, but he's going to crash the board. He's going to give you some boards. And in terms of defense, he definitely is an upgrade over DeAndre Jordan. It's safe to do with Blake. I said this before. I think Blake mailed it in when he was in Detroit. I think he was like, I ain't with it. I don't like this place. Because remember, when he signed that contract, he was in L.A. Then they did him filthy and then traded him, right? So I just think he didn't want to be there at all. He was kind of just like, all right, look, man, I'm just here so I don't get fined. He pulled a Marshawn Lynch. He just showed up, got a check, and went home. So, you know, I'm not really worried about him. My only concern, like I said, is going to be the big three continuity. Because remember, last time the big three was healthy, James didn't really know what he was supposed to do. You know what I mean? Like, he kind of was feeling like the way he was balling was awkward. Like, he didn't really look like Houston James Harden. And Kyrie was just a diva. This dude was just crying about it, which, again, I think it's funny. He left Cleveland because he didn't want to be a number two. So he goes to Boston to be a number one. But plot twist, he wasn't the number one, because almost immediately, Jason Tatum was above him, and so was Jaylen Brown. But even if you don't want to say it was Jaylen Brown was above him, Jason Tatum was definitely above him. So at best, he was number two. So then he what? Goes to Nets to be a number two again, and then they get James, so he's a number three? Question mark? Like, this dude, Kyrie, just don't – he looks very foolish, to say the least. Now, if he manages to get a ring out of it, maybe people look at him a little different. But, you know, I just – in person, I don't – my thing is, KD should have tried to come back a little earlier, because I get it. They were trying to be like, you know, play cool with him. But that big three needs some continuity, because the last time they were together, things weren't really ended so high. And it was to the point when KD got injured and he went down, people were saying it was a blessing in disguise, you know? So now that you're going to bring him back in the fold, it would have been great if you could have that big three. So it's going to be tough. You know what I mean? And on top of that, who knows, you know, maybe someone on the side of the court is going to call him stupid and he'll literally call a timeout to berate a 13-year-old kid, JJ. But, man, again, like I said, bro, me personally, I would want them to have a little more cohesion in terms of playing with each other. But, you know, get what you can get. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I'm excited to get Kevin Durant back, especially him being one of the top three players in the NBA. But I'll be honest, you guys, I don't remember KD as a Net. Like, I feel like this is James Harden's team. I feel like this is Kyrie's team. Like, I kind of sometimes forget Kevin Durant as a Net. You know, let's not forget, he missed all last year as a Net. He never played a minute. So this goes year one. And now I feel like here we are year two as him as a Net. And what, he's played 10 games, 15 games? You know, these other guys have been more relevant in this Nets franchise than Kevin Durant. So I'm not going to sit here and say Kevin Durant's the third star, because he clearly has the most star power between the three top players. But I feel like this team is in the image of the other two guys. You know, like, I feel when I think Brooklyn, like Kyrie's handle style, that's very New York. That's very Brooklyn. James Harden came and literally bought Houston to Brooklyn. Like, they look almost like the same exact team, playing great. You know, in the time that the Nets, that he's been with the Nets, he's been an MVP caliber player, Tanner. You know, we've mentioned that he could be in that race if he was able to come back in time. And I just feel like I haven't gotten much KD out of these Nets, you know, and a lot of that is because of the injury. I'm not saying here that he's not a good player, because I do feel like, to answer the question, can KD and Kyrie hold it down? You would think so. They're two of the top 10 players in the NBA. So, yes, I expect them to handle their business. But I'm very concerned with KD, because I don't see him as a Net yet. Like, I don't feel like he's had his Nets moment, you know. Like, I feel like James Harden already has had the 40-point triple-doubles, and then we just saw Kyrie drop 40 the other night, Sander. But to me, KD hasn't made his Nets moment just yet.
I hear you on that. I hear you 100% clear. But JJ, when the season started, Durant was healthy. You want to know what he was averaging? 30 points a game.
30. So then, yeah.
Right. So, right. When Harden got to the Nets, they played 5 games together. They went 4-1. So, this whole continuity thing, they got it figured out. James Harden was a teammate of Durant for how long? They know each other. Kyrie is the one that's really learning both players because he's never played with he's never played with Harden, and he's never played with KD. KD and Harden, I'm worried about them, about, you know, continuity or anything like that with two at least, because they're familiar with each other for sure. And they're both MVP caliber players. So I know those two players, they're likely to feed each other. If there's a question, any one of the big three, it's Kyrie. Because one second he wants to be an activist, this is the next second he wants to play, the next second he has a family emergency when it's really his birthday weekend, he just wanted to go for the weekend, yeah. Which is cool, which is cool, but just say that then. Don't say it's a family emergency, you feel me? But that's the really only question of the big three. But as far as question of them playing together, dude, they went 4-1 when we're together. Like, I'm not worried about them. And when KD and Harden and Kyrie are on the floor, I don't see not a single team being able to stop them.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm going to push back on that, Sander. With the, you say that really the bigger problem is Kyrie. I see question marks all over and with just like an unexpected twist, because Kyrie, like you said, is he going to be a social justice warrior with all due respect and leave the court for some time? What if KD re-aggravates his injury? What if James Harden falls out of shape? You know, what if these the two guys that they got with Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge, what if they don't pay off? They're past their prime, maybe near the tail end, arguably, but definitely not the prime players that they once were. So I do see more questions than just Kyrie being like the big one. I feel like they're all big question marks, and they could be coming up at any given time.
Real quick, but even though they're all question marks, they still got one of the top records in the league, so...
Oh, and I forgot a big question mark before you go, Pride. First time head coach. Can't forget about that going into the playoffs, but go ahead, P.
So I just want to ask you something real quick, JJ, because, you know, you said something that was – I was looking at you like you were bugging, but I thought about it, and you actually kind of have a little bit of a valid point. So you basically think that the team, because of what we've seen – obviously, this is closer to James' team and Kyrie's team rather than KD's. Are you trying to imply that if he comes back, that KD's the one who plays second or maybe even third fiddle? Is that what you're trying to imply? Because remember, if we're talking about Kyrie being a crybaby, there's one dude on that same roster who's even more of a crybaby, and that's Kevin Durant. So that's kind of crazy that you said that, because that went over my head. Imagine he gets relegated to the second and third.
Like, I want to answer your question.
Go ahead.
Yes, that's absolutely how it can go. And I'll tell you why. Because KD fits that mold. KD is kind of like the Klay Thompson built for that team, as in he doesn't necessarily need the ball in his hand to score. He could catch and shoot. He could have it for a few seconds, pull up. You know what I mean? He's so deadly around the court. He doesn't necessarily have to play the point guard role that the other two guys are familiar with. He could get he's a bucket anywhere on the court. So he doesn't necessarily have to have the majority of the ball in his hands to make it happen, while these other two guys dance and dance well, because James and Kyrie are both two of the greatest finishers we've seen in the league right now, Pride. So yes, I do think that respectfully, he could become their third option.
I mean, I get your point, and maybe it could work for them. It'll be all fine and dandy till I make a fake Twitter and I tweet at him that he a bum. And then I promise you it's all going to fall apart, bro.
Yeah, just make sure you at me, because I want the smoke from KD. Just let me know.
But no, it's that, honestly, bro, that actually is like another dynamic that like I actually didn't even think about, because I was under the impression that the instant he comes back, they're putting him straight into like the thing. Like, he's going to be the number one dude. So that's actually an interesting dynamic you brought up. And like I said, at first, I thought you were bugging. But like, listening to your logic, like, you're not far off at all, bro. It's crazy.
Well, I'll tell you this, probably before we go on to the next subject, there's always method to my madness.
Yes, sir. Quick, before we go on to the next subject, though, KD's the type of guy that could give you 30 with just 12, 13 shots. So to your point, he doesn't need the ball. And I would actually rather have him as a second or third option where James Harden, Kyrie handle the ball, and he just sits there, looks pretty, and shoots, and he could bang.
Especially throughout the time where he's working his way into game shape, because we all know he's going to come back at least a little rusty after missing so many games.
Sure.
But nonetheless, we'll be watching him tonight, guys, and I'm very excited. But I want to transition to the NBA because, like we joke around,
NFL.
Another day, another Deshaun Watson allegation, because if things are just getting deeper and deeper for my guy, Deshaun Watson. Nike suspended his endorsement deal, and later in the day, Beats by Dre also did. So it's just starting to come out. These companies are starting to pay notice. Like, maybe Deshaun's not in the brightest spot, Pry. We're not sure. That's too many right now to just say this is a one or two time thing. So give me your reaction to the big news.
I laughed. Like, I kid you not. Like, for this to be surprising, right? If this is surprising to you, there's one or two things. You're either stupid or you don't understand basic PR. Like, this is all it was. It was just a simple PR move. These endorsements, they don't know the truth. They don't know what happened. And when you're ever in a situation like this, any brand, doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter how long you've been in, if you ask them, what would you rather do? Would you rather say, yo, look, man, we're going to have to suspend you. We're going to have to walk away for a little bit and then try to rebuild the bridge afterwards? Or stick with the dude and then ends up he's guilty? Now, which one are you going to pick? 9 times out of 10, they're going to say, I'd rather cut losses and go on to some and try to rebuild later. Again, if you disagree, one of two things. You're either stupid, you just don't understand PR. That's all it comes down to. Because it's funny. They didn't suspend him. They didn't cut ties until the police got involved. That's when all of a sudden they got involved. Because remember, it was just a lawsuit. If it's just a lawsuit, they don't care. Dudes get sued all the time. Freaking Fernando Tatis got sued and they didn't care. Like the MLB, he's on the cover of it. They didn't take it from him. Why? Because when it's a lawsuit, they don't really. They don't really look at it the same. Now that the police are involved, they had to do it. That's almost like they had their backs to the wall because, you know, people are looking at him like he's guilty, which brings up another point. I'm not smart, right? The only reason I graduated high school was just because I showed up. That's the only reason. Like when they were handing out the diplomas, they said anyone, and I walked up and I took the diploma. Like swear to God, like I'm not smart. But I was under the impression that brands don't determine who's innocent and who's guilty. I mean, I could have swore you have to go through something called a justice system. I could be a fool. I could be dumb. It's a possibility. I'm not that smart. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm probably a negative when it comes to IQ. But just because all of a sudden these brands are pulling back and you're like, oh, that means he's guilty. That's stupid. That's dumb. Like, they're just covering themselves up. And Deshaun Watson is not the only star. Like Nike will go out and they'll find somebody else. If they don't want to find anybody else, oh, well. Again, no disrespect to Deshaun Watson. Phenomenal talent. If this wasn't going on, I would want him in my franchise 110%. But I'm not going to go on this whole thing where what some people are saying, oh, yeah, he's guilty. No, he's not. Like, we don't know yet. I don't know. Unless there's a video that's going to come up or unless there's any proof that's going to come up. You can't sit there and say, oh, yeah, he's guilty. Because the instant someone asks, okay, how is he? The only thing you have is, look at how many people. And, okay, I understand there's a lot of people, okay? I get that. But it's kind of funny. With all these people, still one shred of evidence. Now, I don't know, man. In terms of, like, mathematics, the more people that come out, the more likely that there will be evidence. There is none. No one finds that suspicious. No one finds it suspicious that, if I'm not mistaken, I think two of the females came out and they did this whole thing. Oh, we did a press conference. It wasn't about the money. Bro, before y'all brought this up, y'all asked homeboy for hush money. Don't sit there and be on your high horse talking about it wasn't about money when you were just asking him for like six figures, bro. You're asking the dude for six figures, but it's not about money. Then after that, right? No one calls it. It got to the point where Deshaun was like, hey, yo, cops, come at me, bro. I'm in here. I'm in there like swimwear. They come, the brands go, okay, we got police attention. We got to back off. Sorry, Deshaun, but this is just business. Now people think they're intelligent. They think they're ahead of the game. The brands are backing off. That must mean he's guilty. This is just PR 101. Like I said from the jump, JJ, if you think if this alone makes him guilty, you're either stupid or you just don't understand basic PR. But man, remember, if I'm not mistaken, Nike didn't cut ties with him. They're waiting. They suspended it, and then they're waiting for the police investigation so that way they can make their final final determination on whether or not we're going to continue to work with him. So is this the beginning of the end? Not really, because the beginning of the end is going to be at the when the trial's over and when the investigation's over and when all this stuff is all said and done. That's when it's going to be the beginning of the end. Because that's when, if not all the truth, enough truth is going to be out to piece together what happened and piece together the most likely scenario. And then whatever is ruled then, that's going to be the beginning of the end. Whether it be the beginning end for Deshaun Watson in his career or the beginning of the end of this whole mess and he can move on if he's innocent. So does this mean he's guilty? No way. No.
Yeah, no, this definitely doesn't mean that he's guilty by any stretch of the imagination. But to keep it 1,000, it doesn't look good whatsoever. I don't care what you say. If you think that Nike dropping him, Beats dropping him, 20 plus females having allegations, you think that looks good for him? You're out of your mind. This definitely looks bad. And Nike and Beats Drake did the right thing. Nike didn't cut him. They suspended him until everything comes out. So once everything comes out, they'll determine if they want to continue with them or cut them. Beats officially cut, because they're not even trying. They're not even for that. You know what I'm saying? So I understand the companies cutting, nipping it at the bud right now, rather than, like you said, probably wait and have still sign. And if he felt guilty, it's like you still have him under your thing. I understand that part. And yes, that's a PR.
You can look at the suspension as a just in case in their pocket.
Yes, it's a just in case, right? Absolutely.
No. But he's guilty. Let's just go. Let's just bring him to jail right away.
Nah, he's not.
Labels out here to sort of determine who's innocent, who's guilty. Tell him, well, that's a bad look. It's common PR 101. If I come out, if I'm signed to somebody, and there's allegations that I came out said to Edward, there's an investigation, and they're gonna suspend me or cut ties with me. That's just PR 101.
It doesn't matter
if you have somebody that you signed and you're going to sit there and you're going to tell me that regardless of the it doesn't matter because it looks horrible.
It looks horrible.
That's foolish.
Deshaun Watson,
for you to sit there and say that two brands dropping him is, oh, and that's the nail in his coffin. That's idiotic because that's PR 101.
We're not talking about the 20 plus females.
Hold on. Here's the question. Nike and Beats Beats by Dr. Dre suspend their endorsement deals of the Texans QB Deshaun Watson. Is that the beginning of the 25-year-old star QB? Where in the world does it say anything about 20 women? Thank you. Go ahead.
Good or not?
It doesn't matter. JJ, you made the question, and how are you contradicting the question? Is this the final nail in his coffin, yes or no?
It's not.
That's the question we're talking about.
It's not the question.
It's a rusty-ass
nail. It's the beginning of the end. That's the final nail in his coffin.
The final nail will be not the beginning. It will be the final.
Okay, how about I'll make y'all deal 110%. When they do the investigation and they go to court, let's say they bring up that he got suspended. And if that's an integral piece in this whole thing,
well, the thing is, I think what Sandra and I could agree with is that this doesn't mean guilt. We agree that it's a PR move, but it's a negative PR on him. It's not a positive one. Now you're saying it doesn't matter. It's a PR move regardless.
A PR move on them. That doesn't mean he did it. He's being accused.
We're not saying that.
We're excluding the guilt, but it's just it doesn't do good for him that they did that. That doesn't really matter whether he's guilty or not, but it just doesn't look good if the people that sponsor you are like, well, you're kind of hot right now. Let me just back off. Just like I said, just
think. Real quick, it doesn't look good that a 25-year-old young African-American starting quarterback, top five in the league, is brought up on all these charges and his endorsements are dropping him. That does not look good. I don't care how you look at it.
So how come they didn't drop him before?
Hold on, bro. I'm gonna give it to you.
Because y'all trying to make it seem like this is the
more information.
Y'all trying to make it seem like this is the beginning of the end. How come, if it's so that much of a big deal, why did they stick by him until the police got involved?
Because more information came out.
Sure, more information came out.
The same amount of information was the same.
These women are accused.
Let me ask you a question. Where's the evidence? Bring me the evidence.
These women are.
I want to treat the man like he's guilty. I want to treat the man like he's guilty because corporate America is trying to shield himself.
He's not guilty.
You're not trying to say the dude guilty.
We're not. It's we opened up if he's guilty, not guilty. Bro. So you're just hearing things. Where this is not an evidence of guilt.
You guys are trying to say, oh my God, they cut him? Uh-oh. But no, it's not that big a deal. If you get accused of something and the police get involved, The PR department, for whatever brand you sign with, they're going to be looking at you like, yo, come in here. This is what's going to happen. Because I guarantee they didn't say, hey, Deshaun, what happened?
Answer me this.
I promise you they didn't do that. They didn't get his sign.
Answer me this. But if you have something going on and the police get involved, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Am I innocent?
Yeah, right. That's fine.
If I'm innocent, it don't matter.
But if I'm innocent, it don't matter. It makes you a red flag. At least temporarily until your name is clear.
Okay. So biologic, someone called the cops on me. I did it. Then I'm arrested. Period.
No, but it just puts a red flag on you. It doesn't mean you're guilty until proven innocent. And that's where we're at. If you're getting dropped, you get suspended by these big time endorsements, then they're looking at it that way. Like, oh.
And that's what I'm saying. It's a PR.
We're not in that party. We're just saying they are.
But what you're saying, what you're trying to say, the question is this the beginning of the 25-year-old star QB? If you're saying this is the beginning of the end, another way of saying it is the final nail is being put in the coffin. Right or wrong?
Well, I think it all depends on what we
understand what Pride is saying. I get what Pride is saying. I get 100% what Pride is saying. But what this we're case, trying to say is, what we're trying to say is, Pride, is that this just doesn't look good any way you cut. I understand it was a PR move. We knew that was going to happen. At some point, Nike was going to suspend him or drop him. At some point, Drake didn't even know he was signed to be by Drake. But at some point, these endorsement deals were going to start falling. And he has some Texas heating company. I don't even know why Texas needs a heating company, because it's hot as hell over there. But still, he's sponsored by some Texas company, and they dropped him. So it's like, I'm not free I Watson. Get you. But
that's what y'all making me do, bro.
This doesn't.
And
look,
if he's guilty, I look so bad. But all I'm saying is, just because they suspended him, that's not an indictment. Because I don't know if he's guilty. I don't know if he's innocent. I wasn't there. There's no video. There's nothing. So I can't say yes or no. If I'm a brand, and someone who's high profile, okay? He's highly profiled, right? And these kind of allegations are coming up. I don't care whether he's innocent or guilty at this moment in time. I'm caring about protecting my brand. So we can't say this is the beginning of the end for him. When brands, the only reason they're doing that is because they don't want Deshaun there. And let's just call it what it is, right?
They're protecting their ass.
Beats don't care about the women. Nike don't care about the women. Let's call it what it is. Because I've been seeing on social media, they're like, oh my God, Nike's so brave. No, they not. Don't do that. Because if you believe that, you're foolish. Don't do that to yourself. Well, they're trying to protect their bottom line. Because they want to sell to everybody. They don't care who you are. They want to sell to everybody. So that's what I'm saying. This is a PR move. Look, man, I want 1 year to go by. Like, I just want to go upstairs, right? I want to go to my room. I want to go to bed, right? Probably, I'm gonna hit my wife, so that way she won't bother me. I jest, of course. I'm not that abusive. But I want to go to bed. And I want 365 days to go around, right? And I want to wake up. And I'm going to say this one thing, bro. If he's innocent, I'm going to be the most – nobody will be able to stand me. I'll be unstandable. Unstandable. I mean, I'll be unstandable. And they'll ignore me. I'm going to write a letter to Nike and Beats. Three words. You were wrong. And that's it. And that's it. And that's it. Yo, like I said, bro, from the jump, man. Like I said, bro, I'm going to catch Piper. Free Watson.
But just so we clear, Pride, do you think that Nike and Beats dropping him affects Watson negatively, positively, or anything at all?
It's gonna affect him in terms of money in his pocket. It'll affect that, no doubt. Like,
I'm not worried about the money, bro. I'm talking about
That's the only way it's gonna affect him. Just his money. That's it. And like I said, he getting paid up a donk zillion dollars right now. So he don't that contract, he don't care about. In terms of the only people who are gonna look at this and go, oh my God, this is it for him, are people who just don't understand PR and don't get that the company is protecting itself. They don't have, because if they had any type of video or any evidence, it would have been out by now. It would have been out. Yeah, it would have been out. It would have been out, and then it would have been fine. You know what I mean? This kind of parlays into our next segment. I'm not going to spoil it too much, but
it's just so rough with this situation, guys, because the allegations, like, not for nothing. I know it's 20-plus females, but, you know, they're saying things like he was erect during a massage and he kept on rubbing, you know, his penis on them. And not for nothing, guys, but how do you get that evidence? You can't get that type of evidence. There's no way. So it's like you're going based off he say, she say. But, dude, when it's three, I get it. When it's five, once you start getting past double digits and now you're in the 20s, bro, it's hard for me to think that 20 for me, those are lying. It's hard.
For me, and I'm going to catch some flack for this, and frankly, I don't care. Just because a woman cries rape don't mean it really happened. I treat rape just like, and I'm very sensitive to this topic, as you two know why. I 110%, regardless what crime it is, you go through the legal system. Now, when you speak, that will either raise or lower your credibility. And I'm going to guarantee you right now, they're going to come for these girls' integrity. And they're going to come one of three different ways. One, if he was so erect, why'd you let him get close to you? That's going to be the first way they're going to go about it. Two, if this wasn't about money, why'd you ask for hush money? And three, why are you hiding behind anonymity? Those are going to be the three ways they're going to come after him. Or like how his lawyer is probably going to come after him. It sucks. And I want to be able to live in a world where we can say, oh yeah, they accused him. It's true. I want to live in that world, but we can't. Because once you open up that door, by your logic, my neighbor, he got a clean charger, bro. 2019, that thing looked clean. He stole it from me. You see what kind of doors we're opening up now? So I get you saying there's 20. I get it. But when you start listening to some of these stories, some of them just sound, when I tell you, ridiculous. They basically try to say he met them, did this to them, and then messaged them. But then they then try to flip it and say the messaging was the first altercation they had. Like, if you listen to some of these do not look good at all. Whether or not it's true, I don't know. I'm going to catch some flack for this, bro, but, you know, free Watson.
Nonetheless, we'll keep monitoring the situation. You know, hopefully things just work out for Deshaun Watson, because I know before anything, you know, he's a person. We love him as a football player, and hopefully he gets life together and we'll see him on the field sooner than later. But I want to transition, because we had another guy who's acting a little wild. One of your former guys in the Boston Celtics, Pride, appears in a viral video, smoking blunts, chilling with strippers, taking shots. Some will call that an ideal life, some front upon it. But nonetheless, the man did what he did. He was enjoying his company. He got a little loose. So, you know, let me get your reactions to this. You know, he lost his shot for me at the end. Lock him out of it.
I love that you added the pictures. I love that you added
pictures. First and foremost, I just want to do one. I don't care about Michael Jordan. I don't care about LeBron James. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar could go somewhere. Bill Russell's rings don't mean nothing. That man is the GOAT. So we address that man as the GOAT. I don't care. And the truth is that he's the GOAT. That's what I'm referring to him as today. But all jokes aside, bro, ESPN, they on some next level stuff, bro. That was so excessive. Ridiculously excessive. And oh my God, yo, that's look at him. He's chilling.
Living it's his crazy best life.
Literally, best life in the world. So the main thing is that since they're, you know, if you work for ESPN, you work for another organization. You might have heard of them. They specialize, you know, with little kids. It's called Disney, right? And in every Disney contract, it don't matter who you work for, bro. You could be like a top-tier dude that be on TV, or you could just be a 16-year-old acne-faced kid who's just working the rides. In every contract, there's something called a morality contract. What that means, and I'm not gonna go into the whole thing, but in layman's terms, if anything sexual, drug related, or any illegal activity, anything under that umbrella, you do it, and you not only being caught isn't the thing, they need to have proof that you did it, they can immediately terminate you. Mm-hmm. Now,
basically, you can't do anything Mickey Mouse
with. You can't have fun. You can't have fun. That's it. And that's what Paul Pierce did. He just had fun, bro. And now another thing they're trying to say is, oh, it was because he didn't have a mask. And I'm like, I get it. But my man, if I'm not mistaken, that was his house. If I'm not mistaken, it was either his house or his boy's house. So it's not like they were just at Chuck E. Cheese out here pushing kids in the pool, in the ball pit, and out here just, you know, drinking some of the bubbly. Like, they wasn't doing that. My thing is, he ain't hurt nobody. Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt, bro. He ain't do nothing wrong. He didn't punch nobody. He didn't kill nobody. You feel me? He didn't say, oh yeah, F the company. He wasn't screaming the N-word. He was just living his best life. That's it. And it's nuts to me because what this kind of feels like to me, they fired him because they didn't want to deal with him. Because remember, this is the same dude who said he had a better career than Dwayne Wade. What am I supposed to do with that? I want to defend him, but when you go on TV and you say that and you feel this dude's called the series over after game one, what can I do with you? What am I supposed to do with you? I love you, people. You put me in a position where I can't defend you. My man, he did nothing wrong. He ain't hurt nobody. I feel bad for him, but he said he had other stuff that he wanted to do. There were some rumors that he was, in essence, going to have a party 2.0 and he was going to get paid to do that. JJ, I know you're not that much of a fan of the idea, but, you know, let him live his life. I mean, but at this point, bro, Fox Sports probably going to scoop him up or something like that. Or maybe like you were talking like earlier, he probably wants to do his own podcast. Everything. The world really is open because 70% of the stuff Paul Pierce says is smart. When it comes to basketball, he's a smart dude. Yeah, but now when it comes to that other 30%, he loses me there. Like, I ain't going front, bro, and I love him to death, but, you know, he kind of loses me a little bit there. To me, ESPN, they kind of just panicked. They didn't know, because look, what he did, all he had to do is go, yo, Paul Pierce, go home for a week. We're going to suspend you. Next, you know what I mean? This happened on Monday. Suspension going to start Tuesday. Serve it to next Tuesday. Come back Wednesday. We never spoke of this. Matter of fact, take two. Don't come back. Don't come back till two Mondays, bro. This is going to be your vacation. We'll call you guys suspended. Let's move on. You feel me? It's an easy. That's all they could have done. Because all this could have been blown over literally less than a week. This isn't that much of a fireable offense. This isn't him, like, you know, saying anything wild on Instagram.
Like he was on the set, right?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, bro. Like they acted like he got you know, Rachel Nichols out here twerking on him, bro. Like, bro, relax, bro. Like, you know, he paid for it, bro. Let the man live. Unless he used the company card, which now, Paul Pierce, you lost me a little bit. Whoa. But you know, I would feel bad, but he kind of did bring it upon himself because, like I said, when you go out and you have this contract, either you read it or you pay someone to read it. Regardless, you know, period. Like, you know, okay, this is something I can't do. And honestly, bro, no matter what contract it is, bro, you're working at a network. You think it's cool playing big booty in the background, bro? You out here trying to show people a better view? Come on, son. Come on, Pop. Like, you think that's cool, bro? Like, look at this. Bro. No, there was no effort at all.
Look at the one with the red. haircut Kate. That's the one right there. That's the one.
It was nuts, bro. And I saw a funny meme before I throw it off. I saw a funny meme. They said my man threw away a contract for 364 viewers. I didn't get it at first. At the peak, that's how many viewers he had. I was like, yo, Pope. I'm like, yo, you a legend, bro. And you got Twitch streamers out here pulling out more views than you, bro. I'm like, you gotta up your stuff, bro. But you know, I get it. I get why they did it. I personally think it was excessive. I think they should have just suspended him. You know what I mean? But at the same time, you know, Paul knows what he did. I feel like he low-key did this because he was like, I hate ESPN. I hate this place. He was like, I want to go somewhere else. Which, I mean, we've seen, you know, people have done that. Where if they don't want to breach the contract, they just break a rule. And they break a rule where the only punishment is immediate termination. So, you know, he seemed like the type of dude who'll do that late. So, you know, maybe I'm smoking, but I'm about to make another sign. Yo, free my man Paul Pierce.
Free Paul Pierce.
Hey, Paul, I know you're not watching, but next time you have a party like that, hey, hit the boy up, man. I'd like to join. I like to party too. But hey, nonetheless, man, jokes aside, guys, Paul Pierce is a 43-year-old man. Okay. Intelligent man graduated from Kansas. Okay. Dude, you know better, man. I'm pretty sure, like Pride said, you had a lawyer read to you and he made sure he said that to you. Because where are you from, bro? You from West Coast, you from LA, you from Inglewood. I know where you from, bro. Smoking that sticky icky. I see you. But dude, there's a time and a place for this, bro. There's a time and a place for it, man. And not for nothing, a 43-year-old dude, I mean, what are you doing posting videos of you smoking weed, bro, with biddies in the back shaking their booty and stuff? Like, bro, you're a grown man, man. You're not a rapper, okay? Yeah. These guys said you're not a rapper. You're not a young NBA player. You're not a dude on Bitcoin buying Lambos every day. Dude, you working for Disney, okay? It's not Fox Sports where Shannon Sharp could put a bottle of Henny. He could bring backwoods to the table. You feel me? Pull out us. He could light up a black amount on set if he wants. This isn't Fox. Bro. Paul Pierce should have known his environment, man, and he should have just been smarter. I'm not saying what he did was wrong because, you know, hey, I've been guilty of smoking or drinking and posting it. I've been guilty of it. But I've learned that, you know, when you get older, stuff like that, it's not that it's frowned upon. It's just you're not that. You know what I'm saying? It's not for you. That's not for you anymore. By all means, Paul Pierce, you want to have big booty chicks. You want to go play poker. You want to smoke some L's. Go ahead, bro. But do it in the privacy of your home. Turn the camera off, bro. You see dudes getting in trouble for tweets. What makes you think? You was going to go on IG Live that's owned by Facebook, one of the biggest media companies in the world, okay? You think, dude, literally not even an hour after his live was
fired,
he was already gone from ESPN. And memes were already out. There was people telling me, like, dude, go on Paul Pierce's Instagram. What? I'm like, what am I seeing?
Look, the internet was working fast. And real quick,
like, stupid fast.
I don't mean to cut you off, bro, but it's funny.
Go ahead.
They're like, the funniest meme I saw was he caught himself in 4K. And that guy, yo, I was hysterical. I was like, yo, Paul, what are you doing? Like, he snitched on himself, bro. He Nick Young himself. Like, why are you doing this to yourself, big bro? Like,
and that just goes to show you 356 followers. You thought that wasn't enough, bro.
It was enough.
You work for one of the biggest media companies on the planet. And all I have to say, DJ and Pride, is he didn't do anything wrong in my eyes. I respect him for having fun. But, bro, you should have been smarter, man. Because I get it. You're a millionaire. You probably get a job doing something else. But, dude, you said, JJ, his gig at ESPN, NBA Talk, dude, that was a respectable gig. You understand? Like, that's something that could put on the resume. And, you know, Paul Pierce, like you touched on it, probably, he's one of the, he's a smart dude. The 30%, that other 30%, you could group this and that Dwayne Wade, you could that in the 30%, for sure. For the most part, Paul Pierce has been one to speak, hence the name, The Truth. But, dude, you should have been smarter. And this is just I just don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah, and you know, I come on the show and I play corporate America. You know, it's a role I like to play every once in a while. And if I'm ESPN, I do that. You know, you gotta fire the man because you have to, because you signed the contract. You know what it is? It's right there in the paperwork. And not for nothing, guys, the evidence was there. And maybe as an individual, go ahead, P, have your fun. Smoke your weed, drink your drink, have your chill with your little girls, but you just can't put it online. This is like the anti-Deshaun Watson. Like, if the girls had evidence like Paul Pierce did to himself, Deshaun that's really what it is. And you said it the best. He snitched on himself, pride. So, you know, I'm perfectly okay with ESPN firing him. Maybe a suspension might have worked, but you know, what if this would have just happened again because he just got suspended? You know, what if he would have flirted with that line? So basically what they did, they nipped it right there. They're like, you know what, Paul Pierce, thank you for your services. You're a champ. Thank you. Boom. And who's not to know that? Maybe they've been looking for to get Paul Pierce out the air. There's probably somebody else that's on the come up that could fill that seat. But I feel bad for him because, like you guys said, that's a prestigious seat to be in. You know, people love that opportunity, would love to retire and be what Paul Pierce was post-career. Mm-hmm. And now, like you say, he's 43 years old. I don't think he'll get back on the air anytime soon. Maybe in a year or so, depending how this blows back on him. But like I said, if I'm Disney and ESPN, they made the right call.
Yeah, I'm getting on that podcast wave for sure if I'm Paul Pierce, because Paul Pierce has enough pool and he has enough contacts on his phone where he can have a really great podcast.
And not even that, he just loves to talk. So I actually kind of would hike. Like, there's no point. Like if he were to go to like another network, like the only way he should go is if he can get his own show where he can just talk. If not, yeah, like something. Yeah, do something. Yeah, do like do something like that. Like, you know, like I.
You better call me, Paul Pierce.
Yeah, bro. Like, you know, call me, bro, because you know I'll set you straight. You know what I mean? Like, but I'm about to get in trouble. But all jokes aside, though, I don't think they should have fired him. I mean, I get it, because on a technicality, they technically ESPN didn't do nothing wrong. He did break a very important clause, so they did that option definitely was on the table to fire him. So I understand. You know what I mean? I mean, I personally would have just suspended him. You know,
but I think it was a combination. Pride. It was the fact that he was smoking weed, he had strippers, and you know, he was
gambling.
If you're gonna break down like that, my man struck out in one app, like in literally with one pitch. Like, yo, Garrett Cole made a surprise appearance, you know what I mean? Like, he carried his fuego over there, but you know, I mean, I get it, you know what I mean? But you know, he's still the GOAT, so I don't even care. You know, LeBron who? What, Jordan?
I think that we can end the segment by saying, damn, Paul Pierce, that was a gangster. Just the wrong way to go about
it. Yo, wait, hold on real quick. Hold on, yo. How you get fired your day off?
Hilarious. I love it, guys. We're Stir the Pot Sports. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and our Instagram pages at Stir the Pot Sports. You can also visit us on our website at www.cloverchristmedia.com/StirThePotSports. I'm your host, JJ Vargas, alongside my brother, Sanders Sanchez and Riley Barrett. Catch you on Friday.
Hi, my name is Allison Gamber. I'm the Executive Director for the Cove Center for Grieving Children. Our office is located in Meriden, and we provide services throughout Connecticut. We are so excited to be having a virtual event coming up, the Hope and Healing Virtual Auction and Celebration. The auction will be held April 22nd through the 24th, and the celebration will be held on the evening of April 24th to talk all about the Cove services and what we've accomplished over the last 26 years. If you'd like to join us for the celebration, registration is free, and you can find all that information on www.covect.org. And the link for the virtual auction will be put up there on the evening of April 21st to start live auctioning on April 22nd. So come and join us to celebrate the Cove and raise some funds so we can continue to offer our programs free of charge.